Rich Thomas.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the hosts and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Are we on? Does this thing work? Are we on? We're punting this evening here on the Health and Wealth Show. The computer is booting up.
Yes.
I'm knocking things over as I move stuff about. But we're going to make it. This is the Health and Wealth Show with David Earnest. And we'll have everything together.
Yeah. This is the problem of being live.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but at least we are a live. Tonight, we're going to talk about a topic. What if you never plan to retire?
And you know, some folks don't.
You know that? It's the truth. I mean, I talk to lots of people, and people have all kinds of different things that they think about when they're going to retire. According to a recent MotleyFool.com article by Maureen Blackman, do I need a nest egg if I never plan to retire? 16% of workers today believe that they'll keep working until they're 75 or older. Now, this data is supported by figures from the U.S. Bureau of Labor and Statistics, as reported in a health.harvard.edu letter. Working later in life can pay off in more than just income.
Yeah.
From June 2018. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics reported in 2017 that 32% of individuals in the 65 to 69 age bracket were still working. It also reported that a surprisingly large percentage, that is 19%, of people between 70 and 74 were still employed. The Bureau went on to project that in 2024, 36% of individuals 65 to 69 will still be working. So, today, we're going to talk about how to intelligently, financially plan, even if you don't intend to retire. And we would love phone calls.
Yes, we would.
About this topic, if you're one of those, or if you're not, if you want to talk about something else about retiring. But the number is 272-9228. That's 272-9228. 9228. I see an expression on your face, Rusty. What's going on over there?
I've got everything's cool now.
So everything's cool.
Start the show now. All right, everybody, we're starting the show.
Just pretend that none of that ever happened.
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.
Okay. All right.
Press the red button.
I did. And
it didn't work.
It's not working.
Okay.
Well, we'll just have to soldier on.
That's okay.
And here we go.
Sometimes the red button doesn't work.
Tell me about it.
It's called slow computer.
It's called, oh my goodness, what happened here?
So we're going to discuss not retiring is a choice that some people may be willing or even eager to make. However, that doesn't mean that you shouldn't be saving for the future.
That's right.
In fact, not saving for the future could even be putting your future in doubt. How about that one?
It could be. It could do that. You need to plan ahead.
Plan ahead. So, you know, we talk about individual retirement accounts and 401ks and, you know, as ways to cover bills and expenses in your retirement.
Mm-hmm.
But in retirement, your steady paycheck is often replaced by distributions from these investments and Social Security, so they're important.
Mm-hmm.
It makes sense that if you don't plan to retire, you may not have to worry about replacing rising income. No, that's not true. That statement is not true. I took your major question.
I appreciate it.
Yes, you're welcome.
Because I'm preoccupied.
I understand it. You know that. Well, what they say about the best laid plans of mice and men.
Yeah, I'm living it now over here.
They often go awry. I like that computer right there. according to the Motley Fool article we previously mentioned, an estimated 60% of workers retire earlier than they originally planned. You know why?
Well, you know, you got health, sickness. You might have accidents. You know, you might have to move home to take care of grandma, something like that. You know, it's, you never know what's going to happen next.
Like you said, health changes, layoffs, mergers, caring for family or loved ones. So even if you plan on never retiring or working until the day you leave this earthly plane, you have to prepare for the unexpected. If your plans do change and you only have Social Security to rely on, you may find yourself in a very uncomfortable position.
That does not sound good.
No. So as far as how many people really plan on, retiring, well, it's a growing number of people. According to a June 2018 study by Bankrate.com, 6 in 10 Americans don't know how much money they need to retire. Now, that's scary.
Well, you know, I saw something the other night.
Yeah.
And it was one of these equity companies, you know. It said you should plan at least for 8 to 10 years in retirement if you retired like at 70. And, you know.
Unless you're a client like mine, mine just keep on going. Remember the 103-year-old lady that called in?
Ms. Willardine?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're like that, then you can... you can run out of money. That's the reason why that reverse compound interest that we talk about is so important, because it guarantees that you can't run out of money. And people going, that ain't right. You can't do that. Yeah, you can. That's what you need. You don't want to run out of money. You can't count on the stock market always being high.
Oh, no.
You can't count on interest rates always being high. That's true right now, especially with negative interest rates potentially knocking on our door.
That's not good.
You know, so the thing is, if you plan on retiring or semi-retiring, you've got to have it all in rock, so to speak, how you're going to finance it. And, that's a lot of people don't want to retire, obviously, because they continue having fun in life. They continue wanting to do the fun things, and that's sort of how I've got it planned. I mean, I don't know how it's going to really end up, because who knows?
You never know.
You never know. Just like I went to talk to these people today, sweet people, wonderful people. Their retirement advisor died at age 65.
Wow.
Just recently.
Hmm.
And obviously they wanted some older guy to come in there and help him. I mean, you know, I was gladly obliged. But the point I'm trying to make is he didn't plan on that, I'm sure. You know, you don't plan on anything like that happening. You cannot plan on it. If you do plan on it, you would be miserable.
I know.
And so misery in this life is not something that you want either. So having a comfortable money income situation is very, very important.
Yes, indeed.
There's always this guy who tends to just keep on working. You ever notice these people, you say, well, I wonder if they're ever going to retire.
Yeah, you know, I knew a guy like that.
What was his name?
I'll tell you his name. I knew his dad, and both of them were a lot older than me. This the guy I'm talking about was like one of my dad's contemporaries, you know, about the same age. And his name was Chester Smith Jr.
I think you get away with that being anonymous.
There's nothing bad you say about it.
Excuse me.
But he had a business, and he delivered, I believe it was fruits and vegetables, and he did it to smaller stores out in the country and everything.
Yeah.
And he did this for years, and then one day I just stopped seeing him, and somebody said, "Well, you know, Mr. Chester passed away." I'm like, "No," and that's the thing. He just worked right up until he left.
Did right up until the Lord took him.
That's exactly right.
That's what happened. So I'm sure that Chester had some idea of what he needed for retirement income.
Oh, yeah.
In the Bankrate.com survey, respondents had wild various ideas about how much they think they'd need to save for retirement. 7% thought their savings should be somewhere between $250,000 and $500,000. Another 8% estimated $500,000 to $1 million. There was even a group of 8% that guessed the retirement savings should be $250,000 or less. You know, so basically, all over the place. Basically, no earthly idea what they're supposed to have or need.
This was just people who thought. I mean, this
just,
was
just, you know, just what's in their mind.
They had the idea.
So it's better to have some money in savings and not need it than to not have a nest egg when you do need it.
Exactly.
That's where we're coming
because
from.
Think about this. I mean, and have you seen the commercial? It kind of made me think of Bewitched. You remember Bewitched?
Yeah.
And the old lady across the street's always looking out the window to see what's going on. And she says to her husband, he's reading the paper, says, "Oh, the people next door or across the street, they just got a dental bill as big as a truck."
Yeah.
And then they look over there, he comes to look, and sure enough, there's a truck backing up into the driveway that says dental bill.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's, I think they were pushing dental insurance or something.
Yeah, probably so.
But, you know, those dental bills can be, they can get out of there. Sometimes, you know, everybody wants to have a pretty smile. They don't want to be snaggletooth, so you have to pay the dentist.
And sometimes the women have to change their Darren out.
Exactly. And, you know, I think that caused a lot of strife across the country when they changed
Darren. I bet
Darren.
It did. People I mean, were, but the other Darren had to go away because of his health.
Yeah, they should have put up a sign or something. Now, I read about this now. This is what I read.
Okay.
They were talking about it on the internet last night. I saw it. They talked to somebody about doing Darren. I forget who it was.
Right.
It just jumps out of my head. But then they talked to the guy who was the replacement there, Dick Sargent.
Yeah.
And he was going to do it. Well, while they were waiting around, he got another job. So he took that and went and did this show. And so they got Dick York.
Yeah.
Was the Darren we all know and love. And then I think that went on for 2 or 3 years. And then something, you know, happened to Dick York. I think he had some bad injuries at some point, hurt his back, and he was taking a lot of painkillers. He got addicted to them.
Uh-huh.
And so he left, and they brought the other guy, Dick Sargent, back in. I wish I could remember who. No, I remember. It was Richard Crenna.
Oh, yeah.
He had just finished doing The Real McCoys.
And they, oh, that guy.
Yeah, and they talked to him, and I forget why he didn't take it. But just think how different that would have been.
I know. You never know how things could be.
Yeah, you never know.
You never know. It's just like, what they say on Forrest Gump, you never know. A box of chocolates,
yeah.
You never know what you're going
to
get.
And it was like Darren, you know, one day you're married to a witch, next day you're laid up, addicted to painkillers, you know?
Well, at least maybe it was a good witch.
Well, she was.
Huh? So preparing for retirement can be overwhelming.
Yes, it can.
Nerve-wracking.
No.
But you don't have to do it alone. You can visit my website at retirewithernest.com, and then you can call me at 279-7431, or you can call me right now at 272-9228 and ask me some questions and challenge my brain, because listen, I need some challenging questions in my life. It helps me live longer.
I really wish they would call, because this I have no idea how to get this computer to its own, and I'm where I need to be, but it just ain't.
Well, you need to be right where you are.
Well, I am right where I am.
That's right.
I think I'm right here. But remind me to leave Greg a note for in the morning so he'll know. I might.
Yeah, that you didn't tear it up.
Yeah, listen to me, all these cell phones and everything. I'm going to leave him a note. I think I'll send him a text.
You know, it's just amazing the different things that people think that they should have in order to retire. And it's wide spectrum. The problem that I see coming, though,
is
not so much of us older people right now. If the older people are smart enough to secure what they have, if they've already saved some money up, you know, we can make that where it'll happen. We can use reverse compound interest. That's sort of like reverse engineering, if you want to think of it that way.
Right.
And make things work better than they're supposed to work. Or we can build some wealth by, you know, them working a little longer, which is probably a good plan, a really good plan to work work a little longer. You know, I'm fully convinced after been after doing this for a long time, and I'm approaching 40 years in this now, that the people who do some work, not work themselves to the bone, not hurt themselves so bad that they can't, you know, enjoy life or, you know, overdo it. But I do think that they last longer. I mean, just by observation, staying active has got to be good for the body and the brain and the mind.
Oh, yeah.
It's just got to be. But enjoying life does mean that you need to take vacations and you need to do things. And that's the reason why we do all these fun things. You know, we do our television show, and we have Elvis on there, and we have all those funny characters on there. And this weekend,
it's going to be huge.
We're going to have some fun times. We want you to come.
The 26th, this Saturday.
Hope we don't get rained out.
I hope not, too, but it's from...
It's 30% rain, noon, but that's, oh,
we'll,
that's not
we'll
going to be too bad.
We'll be fine. Yeah. But it's noon until 5.
Right.
Out there at 8125 Decker Lane, and it's going to be in front of Anytime Fitness and all those places. Folcarelli's Pizza, we're going to be out there. I guess we're going to have some tents out there. And we got the jumpy, bouncy houses for the children.
Bouncy houses, trunk or treat.
And I went to get my costume today.
Oh, you did?
And like Discount Dracula, I'm going to be a guy in a cape. I'm going to tell you what, I'll just say it. I went to the fancy place over in Prattville. Oh, man, they got some cool stuff. You walk in.
Yeah.
You walk in. And there's a big, like a 6 foot tall, well, he's a little higher because they got him up on a pedestal or like on a little riser.
Yeah.
It's like a 6 foot tall Michael Myers. You know, from Halloween.
Yes.
And he's standing there holding the knife, and it's got this little thing on the floor. And, you know, for us suckers, it says, stand here. So you walk over there and stand on it, and it got a little pad under that it makes it move. And he starts making, you know, moves and stuff to scare you. They've got tons of stuff over there, but they're a little proud of it. I had to go over to Discount Dracula.
They're trying to save up for the retirement.
I'm going
to
tell you what, they got some neat stuff, I'll tell you. And I know that the day after, on November the 1st, they usually have a 50% off sale.
Oh, man, it really goes down, you know.
Loaded up for next year. But the thing is, when you retire, I don't think there's going to be a 50% off sale for your retirement. You have to put 100% in.
There's going to be more and more inflation, probably. Mm-hmm. We probably won't have deflation. You know, they talk about deflation a lot, but, you know, we're in a very mild inflationary period right now. Back in 2008, we were in a deflationary period, you know, for a little bit, and that's the reason why they injected all that money to try to prop it up. The thing is, are we really in a bubble now? Is this an opportunity to take money out of the market and lock it into reverse compound interest products like annuities and things that can make sure you don't lose your money? You know, maybe so. You know, nobody knows anything for sure, but there's this one thing that we do know. We know it's been going on a long time now, this upward trend in the market, and it's overdue for some kind of correction. Just how far will it go? Well, no one knows, and that's the problem. Now, the things that I have been reading, and I'm not an advocate of predicting anything, but there's this hedge fund guy. He says that we may be living in the 1930s right now and just not know it.
Really?
In other words, it's going to get bad. That's what he's saying. Now, what he means is that it's not going to grow. It's going to be, if you go back to the 1930s, there was a lot of unemployment, naturally, that was one of the problems.
Yeah.
But the other problems were our economy just didn't grow. We had negative inflation, you know, it didn't help us. So when you get into this kind of environment where the stock market can't grow anymore, and because the companies are not being profitable enough to grow, that's a problem that you don't want to get into, because what happens then, your portfolio looks like negative amortization.
Right.
Instead of going up, it's going down. It either trends down, flattens out, or collapses to some extent.
Uh-huh.
So that's the problem that we, you know, if you want to say that I'm like a preacher in a wilderness saying, hey, don't risk that fact now. If you want to be in the market, fine. But why don't you consider some of these products that use the market, but don't lose money if the market goes down? And if you're older, it makes a lot of sense. Now, on younger people, you can utilize the same similar products with insurance, okay? But you can fix it where you, when you take the money out, you never pay any taxes if you utilize it correctly. And if something goes wrong with your health before you complete the time of putting the money in, you get this infusion of dollars in the hundreds of thousands or maybe even millions, however much you want to set it up to do, and it automatically self-completes your retirement. Now, think about this. If you're in a pension or a 401k and you quit working, do they continue to put the money in there for you?
They might love you at work, but I bet they don't love you that much.
No. And neither does the insurance company that's having to put the money in there, but it's a contract. Insurance contract law.
Uh-huh.
If you have these things happen to have to have this money accelerated to you. Now, this stuff did not exist, believe it or not, until 1986, and I was on the leading edge of this accelerated benefit program. A little old company out of England called Jackson National in 1986 came out with accelerated benefits. No other company had it.
Huh.
None had it. And I was on the leading edge of that because I had it. So I have been with this stuff all the way from the beginning of time of this particular kind of program.
Right.
Now everybody's got terminal accelerated benefits, but listen, not everybody has chronic or, should I say, triggering episode of accelerated benefits. In other words, if you have a heart attack, don't, you get 25-50% of your death benefit. Boom. Just like that. You know, maybe no less than 10%.
I wonder if Bernie,
depends.
I wonder if Bernie got his.
You know,
I'm feeling fine. I feel fine now. I'm going to be president.
Well, it doesn't matter. He's going to take it from the people who've worked and give it to everybody anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Thank you for paying for my heart attack.
You know, and that's a problem. You know, you can take money and insurance and other kinds of monies and put it in a trust, or you can do other things with a certain kind of trust. What you want to do, or you can borrow money out of it, and it's tax-free if you do it right. What you want to do is you want to keep your bottom line as low as you can when it comes to revealing taxable income. You know, your gross, your adjusted gross. You want it low, okay? And, you know, if you have a big retirement plan or a big 401k and you take a bunch of money out of it and you've been not paying taxes on it because you've been taking it off your taxes, it could be a rude awakening because it can cost you, if it's done incorrectly, it could cost you as much as half of your money right there.
Half?
Half.
Half?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
If you're 59 and a half, or if you're less than 59 and a half, you're going to get hit with 10% anyway of on IRAs of the whole caboodle, plus tax. Now, plus in some states, i.e. Alabama, you would get hit for taxes, too. You know, a lot of people say, well, let's move to Florida. Let's move to wherever, you know, wherever they don't have. You know, well, it might help you, you know, 4, 5, 6%.
Yeah.
But it's not going to help you on that federal tax of 30, 40, 50% or whatever your upper bracket's going to end up being.
So what if I had this kind of money you're talking about and I got about, I don't know, 10, 15, 25 acres out in the country. Got a little house out there. Got a little, you know, pond. I go down and do some fishing and everything, but I want to avoid these taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Could I, being a landowner, could I secede from the union and become my own entity, you know, like the state of Jones, you know, and not have to pay taxes? Matter of fact, what I could do when I do that,
yeah,
is declare war on the United States.
I wouldn't advise it.
And then surrender and get foreign aid. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Your military is not strong enough.
Well, I got like a couple of rifles. I'll get my cousin out there.
All righty.
But then the thing would be that I would probably, you know, they would hold up my money like... like they did with the Ukraine until I investigated Joe Biden.
They could.
I'd be knocking on some doors. Y'all heard anything about Joe Biden? I got some money holding up on this. Y'all heard anything?
Yeah, that's a mess.
It's just an idea.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with trying to think, you know, ahead of the curve there.
Yeah.
But
I'm thinking
I don't think that's going to work. But,
thinking outside the box,
some kind can put you in the big house.
You know, sometimes you try to think outside the box, somebody's trying to nail a lid shut. That's what happens to me all the time. Hey, real quick, while I'm thinking about it, 272-9228. That's the phone number here. We'd love to hear from you. We are kind of scrambling because, you know, we can't play anything. On any commercials or anything. But we've done pretty good. We've got about halfway through. We got
can't even play a disclosure.
No.
I'm going to put a disclosure on top of the disclosure. Go listen to one of my old disclosures.
Okay. Yes. And we got a note from Jane Ray, our friend here at Blue Water, and she says, "You guys are doing a great job. Good luck on filling up that hour."
Oh, Lord.
We're doing all right.
Well, yeah, you know, the thing about it is, my wife says you just love to talk.
Well, you have to do this.
You got to be able to talk. Yeah, and I love people. I took one of those personality tests the other day.
Uh-huh.
And, it came out. You know, I'm an extrovert.
Uh-huh.
It came out that I love, people and like to be talking to them and all these things. And they gave me, what they call it, what they call you. They said, you're an extrovert, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't anything new to me, you know. They said, do you like to be in the limelight? Do you like talking to people? Do you like to be around crowds? Yes, I do. I love it. Come to see us on Saturday. We're going to have a good time. I just love people. I love being around them. I like talking about problems and helping them with their problems. But I like entertaining, too. I mean, like, listen, how many financial shows really are that entertaining? I mean, you call them and say, you know, you need to save your money and scrimp by and, the same thing over and over and over. Now, you know, Dave Ramsey, get out of debt, pay your house off, and if the government takes your house, that's too bad. He doesn't get into all that, you know. He just same old story over and over again.
Ken Fisher, you ladies, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, yeah, Ken Fisher over there saying bad things about girls.
He said some nasty stuff, too.
He is. Well, not only is he nasty, he's obviously in it for himself. He does not believe that people need to be protected. Why? Because he wants you to put money in his program. That's why.
And lost $1.8 billion. Not million, billion dollars.
A business,
because
yes.
He said something like that.
Yeah.
That's bad.
He's not very bright.
No.
But, you know, there's a lot of different opinions out there, a lot of different things, and a lot of, you know, whatever anybody wants to do is fine with me if they want to do it. You know, that's fine.
Uh-huh.
But don't come to me and ask me to lose money because I ain't going to do it. I'm an asset preservationist, and that's mm-hmm. what I do. You know, you don't want someone to do something that they're not programmed to do. It's not going to work out very well.
Right.
You don't want a general practitioner doing brain surgery on you.
Well, you know, it's what's that other thing you do? Sometimes you go to the doctor.
Yeah.
And they pass you off to this other guy. And you're like, who are you? And he's kind of sketchy. You know? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't know about that. The doctor didn't tell me that. That's just me. You know, I'm funny that way. I'm just kind of weird like that. But, you don't, it's like you don't want the kid that's, cleaning the pool to cut your hair.
No.
You know, the little girl selling the Girl Scout cookies, she's, you know, doing her job. She's selling those Girl Scout cookies, but you don't want her working on your transmission.
No.
No, you need a professional. And David is a professional. He's been doing this, he says, over 30 years, closer to 40. He's
getting close to 40.
It's the Cleopatra syndrome. He's in denial.
Yeah, well, you know, it happened. Hey, your computer's coming up, man.
Well, it's up, but it's like it won't make no noise. It won't play. It's
being contrary.
It's sort of
like the other things in life sometimes.
But that's just a little thing. We'll get over that.
Yeah, we'll get over it. But, you know, talking about Elizabeth Warren and all these things mm-hmm. that she wants to do to tax our retirement plans, it's very, very, I'd say, despicable in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, folks have been taxed enough. Why do you want to take away the stuff that they've slaved for all their lives? I mean, why even let them have it if you're going to take it away from them? You know, it's like giving a kid a toy and saying, here, give it back. That's cruel.
Have you ever seen people do this in Walmart? When they go in, they go around to the toys and get the kid a toy.
Uh-huh.
And then before they check out, they take it away from him and put it back.
And the kid's screaming and hollering and carrying on?
And, you know, I think there should be a law that if somebody does that, you should be able to smack them upside the head without fear of reprisal, because that's just wrong.
Yeah, right. But, you know, so what Elizabeth Warren wants to do, they want to give us our pensions, our 401ks, our IRAs, mm-hmm. and they want to say, okay, look at it, play with it all you want, but give it back to us. I'm going, what? That's not right.
Oh, I got another idea.
What's that?
And I read about this. People will send you this check in the mail.
Uh-huh.
It'll be a $1,200, $1,500 check. This is yours. You go put it in the bank. Thank you. Well, you go put it in the bank.
Uh-huh.
And with routing numbers and stuff, the people that wrote the check
uh-huh.
get all your banking information.
Really?
And they get in there. They take back their $1,500 and whatever you got in there.
Is that what it does?
So I got a plan.
What's that?
I got this plan. I'm going to go down there and just open me this junk account.
Mm-hmm.
And when I get one of them checks, I'm going to run down there and cash it and put it in that account. And then I'm going to take out about $800, $900 there. Then, you know, have cash and see if I can beat them.
You're going
to
make a lot of people over there in Africa and other places mad.
I know, man. Be mad. You get a job like everybody else.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. You know, our regulatory people have hard enough of a time. And, I want to brag on them a little bit.
Uh-huh.
You know, our Securities Exchange Commission, our insurance department, all those people, they have a hard time keeping up with the crooks.
They do, because they got nothing to do but sit around and come up with these things to try to get your money.
And it just seems to be an unending process of all these unregulated, unregistered securities that are going on out there. And, I've had people ask me all kinds of crazy stuff or show me things that people approached them about.
Mm-hmm.
It's just insane. And, I'm looking at it there and I'm going, that doesn't make any sense. You're going to end up losing your money, you know. It's just crazy some of the schemes they come up with. And there's no way to regulate it away.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do it. You've got to be on defensive mode yourself. You need to have someone who cares about you overlooking things or helping you. But at the same time, you need to take some responsibility yourself and, you know, just don't fall from any kind of ploy out there, because there's enough of them out there to wreck a train.
Mm-hmm. And another thing there's enough of out there is people who will fall for it. You know, as P.T. Barnum once said, there's a sucker born every minute.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's not a bad thing.
And elderly, though, they get so, they are easy. Uh-huh. My mom even fell for one not too long ago, and I got a client that fell for one. Luckily, they couldn't get the money out of our investment, but uh-huh. they did get their money out of the bank.
Mm.
And I had a client one time that I found out she was sending money to Canada. I called the regulatory people, and they couldn't do a whole lot about it. Once it's gone,
mm-hmm.
she was sending them like $2,000 to Canada because they told her she'd won the Canadian lottery.
Oh,
yes. You know, they probably weren't really in Canada or had a mailbox dropped there or something.
Yeah,
you know, but once the money's gone, it's gone. Mm-hmm. And that's you know, I don't know. It seems to me like somehow they could figure out some way to stop some of this stuff mm-hmm. from happening. But what you need someone helping you make it so tight that it won't be able to go away too easy. You know, it has to go through several several hands before it's nabbed, so to speak.
Right. And here's one that I read about. This may be one of those urban legends. I don't know. But this guy's mom, you know, she was elderly, and she lived with him, and he took care of her. Him and his wife took care of her. Well, she's got her money, you know. Well, he gets to noticing that she's watching this TV preacher. Well, she's sending the TV preacher money. I think the number I heard was about $40,000 that she has sent.
That's gotta hurt.
Well, the guy called, said, "Look, my mother, she's elderly, blah blah blah." Well, they couldn't do nothing because she sent the money.
No.
Well, this guy wasn't just old Joe Schmo. He was a pretty smart fellow. What he did is he got his computer and he sat down and he wrote this program. And they had a 1-800 number at the call center. Well, every time you make a call or get a call on that 800 number, there's a surcharge. It's like a dollar.
Oh.
He set this thing up to call that number. And as soon as it connected, hang up. And it did it around the clock for weeks and weeks and weeks. And they finally caught on, and they got mad. And they sent somebody to him. He told them what happened, and they said, "Well, you know, there's no law against it." So, you know, I don't know if he got all...
He might have outsmarted him.
He didn't get the money back, but they had to pay it for something else.
I see.
You know, and, you know, if the only way you can get your money is to trick it out of older folks and get it by sketchy means, then you get what you deserve.
Absolutely.
That's what I say.
I say it too.
Yeah.
You know, there's just a lot of things. But then there's this over-regulation that we get into. You know, over-regulation burns out our regulatory folks. It burns out the regulatory way of doing it. In other words, they don't have time to chase everything there is. There's just not enough man hours or time out there. So, you know, when Trump came in, he deregulated a lot of this. Now, one of the problems was that this lady called Elizabeth Warren was really pushing for this regulation.
Her peepaw had high cheekbones.
Oh, that's
like,
right.
Like
sorry.
The Indian folks did.
Yes, yes. I forgive me. But the thing is, she was one of the worst and still is. She keeps on preaching this regulatory stuff. But then these taxes that they want to charge is so heavy, you know, that there's probably not enough money in the United States to cover all of it, even if you know had the printing machines going full time.
Well, now they say it's only going to take $30 trillion for the Medicare for all. Last I heard, it was $96 trillion, and there ain't that much money in the world. But you know, I hadn't seen anybody walk around pulling that kind of money out of, you know, from where the sun don't shine.
Well,
where is that money going to come from?
It's not it's going to come from everybody in rationing. If they get what they're talking about, we're going to be rationed. Our retirement accounts are going to get rationed. If they're going to ration your retirement account by means testing, in my opinion. It says essentially they're going to look at your bottom line, and it's going to show up as the taxable income. If the tax amount shows up, you get hit. Same way with your medical. If, you know, you're going to be rationed, but in a different way, probably. What's probably going to happen is that when you go to the doctor, he's going to say, "How old are you?" And you're going to say, "I'm 85. They're going to say, can't do anything for you.
Why don't you go sit back out there and read some of the old magazines. Just sit out there and be quiet.
Because they don't really want to spend a lot of money.
There she is on TV.
Is that her? Yeah. High cheekbones, I see them.
And, you know, they just keep on about this impeachment thing. It's just like, you know, we're going to say this. We're going to say these things. And then we're going to say them again, and then we're going to say them another time, and finally you're going to start believing it because we keep saying it.
But what I keep saying is, don't risk your retirement money.
Exactly.
If you're 50 or 55 plus, look at these products that I'm talking about and look and see how you can conserve your assets in case we have a bleed out. Because of somebody with high cheekbones.
There you go.
you know, not well, really, but you know what I mean.
Well, let me tell you.
I have a lot of Indian friends. I love those guys. They're great people. They don't deserve Elizabeth Warren going around claiming she's one of them. They don't even like her.
They don't.
They don't like her.
At all.
They think she's a joke around here. You know, the thing is, she's not one of them. She's not even one of us. I think she's from another planet or
something. I think she's from that one way out there to sound like somebody's behind. But are you thinking about it?
What's that? Sending her to Mars?
Uranus. Anyway.
Oh.
It's like, I just don't understand how, you know, they're still asking her, well, how are we going to pay for it? How are we going to pay for it? She says, well, I need another couple of weeks. And I'm like, really? You got to have 2 more weeks to figure it out.
She's a magician, and it's not really real. It's smoke and mirrors.
Abacadabra hauling and everything.
Yeah.
272-9228, that's where we are. And if you have some friends who are Democrats, I would, and anybody who's listening who is of that persuasion, I'm not going to hate on you, but I would like you to call and tell us, knowing all these things and looking at your perspective of Elizabeth Warren's plan to tax us into the Stone Age. And you know, I'd just love to hear what you had to say. I'm not trying to start a fight. I just want to hear what you have to say.
Well, yeah, there's always two sides of a story. But the problem in the economy is when you start taking the air out of it, so to speak, the engine that runs it, so to speak, it's not going to run. I mean, look, it won't run as well. That's the whole problem with taxes. Once they get up so high, the engine can't run because you're taking the gas out of it. Just like Carl said, there ain't no gas in it, right?
That's what he said.
So it didn't run, did it?
Mm-mm.
It won't cut grass.
And he went down there and got him some potted meat, and him and that little boy sat there and ate it.
Yeah. And that's what we'll be eating if we keep.
I'm afraid you're right. We might not even be able to afford the crackers to go with it either. But that's just speculating into the future. I just don't see us coming to that. I hope that
the American voters have more sense than to do that.
And I hope that nobody tries to steal it like they have tried to do.
Well, I mean, you know, we had a Russian come in here try to harass us.
Yeah, we took care of him.
We sent him to the door.
We sent him back, packing back to the, Siberia.
Yeah, it's not USSR anymore.
No, it's the Socialist People's, isn't it?
I don't know. It's not what it was.
SPCA something. I don't know.
Yeah, but so can you really believe that they want us to believe that Trump is the president because the Russians did some kind of magical trick to make us all want to vote for him? They didn't. I was going to vote for him, and a lot of people were going to vote for him anyway. But the point is, you know why I think he got in?
Why's that?
People are sick and tired of all these lies.
But you know, it's gotten worse.
Well, I know they're trying to get rid of him.
I know it's gotten worse. They're running right now. What's his name? Wasn't Mitt Romney?
Uh-huh.
He's running around and he's talking about he's upset he didn't win. I don't think he ever had a chance. But now I think he's the one. Have you seen him? You know what's his name? Wiener? You remember him? Anthony Wiener?
Oh God!
He had a Twitter account and he was Carlos Danger.
Yeah.
Well, you know Romney's got one now.
What's that?
A Twitter account, like a secret Twitter account, and his name is Roberto Delecto or something, or
sounds terrible.
I don't think I got it right, but they've been making fun of him on TV and radio all day long, and I guess they go on there and troll for babes or something. I don't know.
They're too far over the hill for that.
I don't know.
But, you know, the thing is, we talk about all these different things, about what people could be doing to protect themselves. Well, number one, you need to be voting. You need to be voting.
Yeah.
And number two, you need to be keeping up with things before you vote, really.
You know.
Knowing what's going on out there. And it's so obvious to me that there is fake news.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
you know, some of these things are just, they're just ridiculous in the way they try to present them, you know, present the things to. It's just like Elizabeth Warren saying that, that people don't have enough sense to know how to pick out their own retirement plans.
I think they've been doing fine.
Or their own medical insurance.
Right.
You know, or maybe their own house. I mean, is it going to get that bad that they don't even let you have in a house that you want to live in? Maybe you have to live in something else.
They're going to tear down everybody's house and build a bunch of houses just alike.
So you got to look just alike.
Yeah.
So, you know, is that where we're headed? Are we headed where everybody, that's communism, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. They, you know, communism, everybody has the same stuff. The state owns everything, right?
Uh-huh.
So when they tax us so hard and take away, if you got a 401k or an IRA and they take that money, you know, technically they're redistributing the wealth, which is not good, you know?
Did you see the thing the other night? It was on, I think it was on Facebook, and it says, let's say a communist, a gay man, a Indian, and a prostitute walk into a bar. No, wait a minute. That was the Democratic debate the other night.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's just a shame the things that people have to go through. But our main topic today was like, do you really want to retire? If you don't, there's things you can do to not have to fully retire, and maybe it'll help you. You know, if the government really gets in full control, they're going to tell you you got to retire because your number's up. You know, and really, if you if you're still functionable, what's wrong with you to continue to function? You know, why should they punch your card and say, we're done with you. You can't have an MRI. You can't have surgery. And we're taking your retirement plan and redistributing it.
You know, you're talking about the retired people, something to do.
Yeah.
Now, my dad's been retired for several years. And this was back right after he had, I think he had open, I know he had open heart surgery, but he was like 71 or 72 then. It's been several years ago. And he was trying to figure out something he could do. I said, I got an idea. And he said, what? I said, right, go down to the car lot where your buddy works down there. Get him to find you probably not so late model, kind of new van with, you know, a bunch of bench seats in it. And fix it where people could step up, you know, and get in and out. And you could go around and talk to these folks at the nursing homes and these assisted livings, because you know the little old lady's got to go get the blue put back in their hair. And, you know, the men want to go down to the barbershop and hang out, and they might not be able to drive. And he looked at me and he said, I don't do that. I saw an ad the other day, and this guy's got him a van, and the name of his business is Go Granny Go. And that's what he does. He goes around to the, and he's got these, like Ms. Jones over at the assisted living. She's got to go down and see her sister, spend a day with her. He goes, picks her up, takes her there, drops her off. And, you know, it's things like that that I think it helps people, especially the older people who have retired and don't have anything to do.
Right.
They could do that. And then the folks that can't get around anymore, I'm sure it's not an arm and a leg to take somebody.
Right.
But, shoot, I might do that. Get me a...
Yeah.
I can't say go, granny, go. I just have to come up with something.
We got to take care of our elderly.
Oh, yeah.
We're all going to be elderly someday if we live long enough. And the thing is, you know, you look at a society that does not take care of their elderly, and you're looking at a deteriorating, communistic kind of over-socialistic society.
And if you get a chance, sit down and don't sit down and try to talk to the old folks. Sit down and listen to them talk. That's what I did when I was a kid. And I probably,
they got a lot they can tell you.
I probably heard stuff I wasn't supposed to hear, but I just, you know, I just listened. And they would talk and tell stuff they had done, and it's like my grandfather. The times were hard. They didn't have no money. He and my uncle... Uncle Odie, they went and got on the train, took off, riding on the train. They'd see somebody out working in the field.
Mm-hmm.
They'd jump off the train, go work a little while, make a little bit of money, jump back on the train.
Hey, have you ever been on that TV app? Starts with a P. What's it called? Pluto.
Yeah. Yeah, the one where they show people riding through the
on the train.
Yeah, have you seen that?
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
Man, it's pretty neat, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Just ride on a train. It's like up in Norway and ride around and seeing all the snow and ice and everything. And I said, that's pretty neat.
We were in, of all places in the world where we were in Canada, up right above Washington State there. And you stop and there's a little thing. There's a train.
Yeah.
And they got this, the track's probably 8, 10, 12 miles long, and it's a circle. And it goes out through the, so we're riding along on the train, and the cars were open. It was, the weather was about like this. And it was me and Donna and my brother and his wife and his kids. They were like 7, 8, 9, and maybe 10, 11, 12, you know, the little boy and the little girl. Well, we're riding along, and I hear something. And I look up. Here comes about 4 or 5 people on horses. With masks on.
Oh, no.
And I said, I hollered, we're going to get robbed. You know, and the kids just losing their mind. And the train slowed down, and they come and jumped on the train off the horses. Oh, it was so cool.
Oh, yeah, that's good
stuff.
It was so
cool. And I'd love to see something like that around here. But
they used to have stuff like that everywhere.
Well, it was really going on. I mean, they were really getting robbed. You know?
Oh, okay, well, we don't need that.
But I understand we're getting a water park.
I've heard that. I've heard all kinds of numbers. I've heard 60 million, 70 million. I've heard all kinds of numbers. But, you know, it would be nice if we get something that really helps the city.
Uh-huh.
We need it. We need things.
I'm thinking they got this new thing over in Prattville where you can throw axes and stuff.
Axes?
Yeah, like they got an axe. They're weighted.
Uh-huh.
And you can throw them and it sticks in the wall and everything.
That sounds scary.
And of course, you know, they got the shooting range over here on in the Carmichael Road.
Oh yeah,
stuff like that.
Yeah, that's.
I was out at the mall the other day. They got the little bumper cars out there. That's pretty cute.
You know, I've been to that shooting range a few times. They will not let you shoot. I think it's brass bullets.
No, you got to have brass. If you got steel.
Oh, that's right. Steel.
There's something about it's a fire hazard. I don't know.
Makes fire. Makes a spark.
They know. I mean, you know, so I got to take them at their word.
Yeah. It just so happens they got a box of bullets there to sell you.
Well, So I said next time we'll get some brass. But
Hey, Dave, if you don't use your ear muffs out there, it will blow your eardrums out.
Oh yeah, I usually get some of the little ones you roll between your fingers and put in your ear.
Yeah, that's good.
And
stuff.
They'll rent you a gun if you don't have one.
They will.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, they did rent us a gun one time. We got one of those big what's it? It's like a You shoot a small shotgun out of, you know, like a 410 out of a pistol.
Hang on. The judge.
Yeah, the judge. That's it.
Just fill up for a minute. We've got a phone call.
But, you know, that was amazing. It is exhilarating to feel that revolver, I guess you could call it, and you're shooting a 410 shotgun shell out of it. And it's either got some pellets. I think it was a slug in that thing is what it was. It's amazing the power that thing had.
I would like to have. Somebody said, "Why you want a pistol shoots a 410 shotgun shell?" Because it's illegal to have a sawed-off shotgun.
Yeah, okay.
We've got Ethan on the phone. I'm sure he's going to tell us something interesting, sir. You are on the air with David Ernest.
Hey, David Ernest, how you doing?
Good, Ethan. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Hey, we got our own axe throwing company here in Montgomery.
Oh,
in the
okay.
Crest building, in the basement of the Crest building. A civil axe, and it's a great facility. It's a great place to spend some time.
Okay, now the Crest building is downtown, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and you can go down there and find this place and go in them, and for a fee, you can throw axes at stuff.
Oh, it's great.
I bet it is.
It's a good time. I mean, you don't have to go to Prattville, right here in Montgomery.
I could have been wrong when I said Prattville. I just saw a sign the other day, and it might have been.
They did open one in Prattville.
Oh, did they?
They did open one.
So
yes,
is there going to be
one right here?
Is it going to be like?
Me and my wife had an excellent date. We have 5 kids, and it was a great place to go.
Well, you're letting the kids throw axes?
No.
Oh, okay.
Me and my wife.
Okay. So if they're going to have like a war between the axe places, they're going to start throwing axes at each other.
Well, you ever seen The Patriot? I mean, it's great.
Yes, I did. Now they've got these special axes that are weighted so that when you throw them, they'll stick into the target and everything. Is that right?
There's two size axes.
Uh-huh.
And one's larger, one's smaller. and they both have different effect. I mean, you have to release it a little bit different. They got great instructors there too, and they watch over you, make sure you're not out of line. Uh-huh. But they're not a hindrance to you having fun.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun.
It does.
It is. It is. Me and my wife, we had a blast with it. The shooting range here in town, it's not steel bullets, it's steel cased ammo, and I still I've shot. As a competition shooter, I've shot probably 300,000 rounds in the past couple years.
Yeah, huh?
And
nothing ever caught fire.
You know, I've shot tracer rounds. I've shot a lot of things, and I'm still scratching my head on the regulation of steel cased ammo versus brass ammo.
I'm the same way, but I mean, you know, they're the professionals. They know what they're... So, yeah,
yeah, maybe,
okay,
maybe somebody can call in and inform us a little better about why you have to have
again,
that.
Again, as a competition shooter, I have yet to see steel-cased ammo ignite.
Hmm. Yeah, well, then...
I guess it says it on the box. If you're going to buy some, then it'll tell you what the casings are.
Yes, sir, it does. Okay. You have steel-cased ammo. You have brass ammo. You have a lot of different options out there. Steel-cased ammo, all that means is you can't reload it. Because
right.
It is hard.
Right.
Brass ammo or anything else you can reload.
And there, so I know.
I'm wondering as to whether or not it's a matter of them sweeping it up and they don't want their steel casings mixed up with their brass because you can't reload the steel casing.
You probably hit it. You hit it on the steel casing head.
And I know they recycle that brass too.
I bet you got it. I'm sure they do. You just hit the truth there. That makes a lot of sense, doesn't
it? Last time we went down there and nobody said anything, but I don't know why, but I kind of veered off to the right. I actually shot the little clothespin holding my target up.
Yes, sir.
Just shot it right off of the wire there. I'm looking around like, oh, nobody saw that.
They don't want to sort through that steel casing.
That's probably
That's
what
all
it
there
is.
To it.
Yeah. But next time we go, we're going to make sure we got brass.
Well, yeah, because that's going for $1 a pound versus $10 per 100 pounds for steel.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's difference in cost quite a bit.
Yes, sir. So anyways, check out the Crest building in the basement. It's awesome. It's a great time.
Hey, how much does it cost to do that?
Oh, mercy. You have to sign a waiver. Gosh, I have to defer to my wife, and she's not with me.
Okay, well,
$22 to $30 per person.
Uh-huh.
Maybe not that much.
Hey,
what if you bring your own axe?
Get his name for the pizza.
Okay, hey, Ethan, hang on for me for a couple of minutes if you can. We're going to give you a pizza from Focarelli's.
Well, thanks, sir.
How about that? You can take an axe, cut it up any way you want to.
Well, thank you, sir.
All right, thank you, sir, and call us anytime.
You know, that's a good idea. Probably cutting pizzas with axes would be a lot faster than, you know, sliding that little thing up back and forth.
Actually, we have a cleaver, and my wife cuts the... she just kind of rocks it through there.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, and she does it sometimes where you cut it up in little squares. Yeah. And
so, you know,
like
Focarelli's can cut them up in real teeny weeny squares for kids too.
Yeah,
you know, they're real good at that.
Well, I'm looking forward to that for Saturday.
Oh, it's going
to
be good.
Yeah.
Everybody needs to put it on the calendar right now, Saturday, between noon and 5 p.m. And I think we're going to have a radio remote come in between 1 and 3 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have television there.
Ooh.
That's us on our television show. We're going to be recording for that.
Right.
And we're going to have Bobby Moore and Rhythm Aces. We're going to have Bouncy Houses.
Elvis will be there.
The
guy in the cape is going to be there.
Slap Out Bob's going to be there. We're going to have Rick
Bargaree is going to be there.
Rick Bargaree is going to be there.